Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is time to chat to the cast of AstraZeneca the Musical, and I'm a little bit confused about that myself because I don't know what's Little Shop of Horrors and what's AstraZeneca. So to you, Aaron, Kieran, Lauren, Jake, and Farron, great to have you with me this afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Hi.
Listen, guys, have I got a sense of deja vu or what? Were we not in studio about this time-ish last year?
You are correct. I came to visit you with the other cast of Little Shop of Horrors. And yeah, we came to visit you, and then we were sadly shut down due to COVID, like a lot of the...
So there's it. That's exactly it, because it was also Little Shop of Horrors. The difference was there wasn't a pandemic. And so my question to you, I don't know who wants to take it, anybody can. Are you incredibly brave or utterly meshuggah for putting on a school play in the middle of a pandemic? Over to you.
So, yeah, so basically it's been a really, really, really tough process. But we've taken a 2.5 hour script and we've cut it down to a 1.5 hour script or even less. So we've tried to limit the amount of time that we are on stage. And we've also cut down the cost quite a bit to 9 people on stage at all times. We've also made sure that all audience will be screened, that everyone will be sanitized, that the cast will be sanitized, the cast will be socially distanced, and even the dancing.
Yeah, so for the dancing, we have a really brilliant choreographer. Her name is Delon Prince. And every single dance, where there's a lot of dances, is socially distanced. Not one step do we come too close to each other. And it's still as jam-packed and action-packed as it was before, but it's just following every protocol. And there's not even more than 50 people in the hall at all times.
Yeah, audience has been limited to 50 people. So there'll be 50 people in the hall. And yeah, so we've just tried to keep it as safe as possible. And masks, obviously, are all going to be worn by every single person involved in the production, all audience members. So yeah, we've just tried to keep it as safe as possible.
Pretty astounding. I think to the best of my knowledge, you're pretty much the only school that's actually going ahead with the production this year. So kudos to you if you feel you can do it safely. Talk to me about the plant and the virus. Apparently there's a whole bit of comparing going on.
There is some comparison, yeah. I think we wanted to just show how this has affected us in a way, how the plant has slowly taken over just as Corona has. And we didn't know it last year, but this was actually going to happen.
I was just thinking that is so serendipitous. I mean, who would have thought? And we sat in the same room having the same similar sort of discussion. Who would have known? Guys, I want to stop there just for a moment because I want to show off your voices before we come back and I allow you to shamelessly promote yourselves. but right now, let's listen to an audio clip. You can tell me afterwards which one of you are singing who, where, and how. Here's Little Shop of Horrors, suddenly Seymour with a cast of King David Victory Park. So that, I'm presuming, was Seymour and Audrey. That was Aaron and Kieran with Suddenly Seymour. Guys, this is your chance to shamelessly promote your show. So just go first. Tell us where, what, how, costs, you name it. Over to you.
All right. So we have got 2 casts, incredible casts, I might add. And we are going on from the 14th to the 17th of March.
Yeah.
And it is 200 Rand per ticket.
There's 2 casts. So the one is AstraZeneca and the other one is Pfizer. And Aaron will explain what the 2 mean.
So we have another cast, which is the Pfizer cast. And it's still the same show as it was before. It's a Little Shop of Horrors, but with an added twist. So it's been adapted and it's been shortened. So, yeah.
How fantastic. I didn't know how the AstraZeneca fitted into it now, but thanks for explaining. Okay, and the important thing, because you want to sell tickets, where do we buy tickets if we want to come?
So you can get tickets by phoning the school. You can find the number online, just search King David Victory Park High School.
Or you can message Jean Berkhamshire at berkhamshirej@sabj.co.za. So that's B-U-R-K-I-M. SHERJ@sabj.co.za.
You can send an email.
You can send an email.
Guys, kol hakavod to you. It sounds like you've taken all the necessary precautions, so it doesn't sound like anybody will be at risk. And more than that, you've taken lemons, because clearly it was a lemony year, and you've made lemonade. So I'm very impressed with all of you, what you've done, and the fact that you've elected to continue with us. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon, and wishing you all break all your legs.
Thank you. Thank you.